want to continue now that I can dig a little bit deeper into these numbers, because I want you to have these numbers. This comes from the Washington Standard, February 11, 2022. Michael Snyder wrote this article. And it gets down to a lot. This is February, keep in mind, when inflation rates were reported at 7.5% for the month of January. We're being told that it's the highest reading since February of 1982, 7.5%. That sounds really bad, but it isn't honest either, because the truth is the way inflation rate is calculated has been changed more than two dozen times since 1980. So if we're going to compare the rate of inflation today to historical numbers, we should actually be doing an apples-to-apples comparison. Fortunately, there's someone out there that takes care of the math for us, shadowstats.com. If inflation was still calculated the way it was done in 1990, the official rate would be above 10%. If inflation was calculated the way it was done in 1980, the rate would be above 15%. So think about that, 7.5% to north of 15. In other words, using the same methodology the government used in 1980 would give us an official rate of inflation that is more than double the official numbers that we're given now. Many have compared the current crisis to the Jimmy Carter era, but the truth is, we're blowing away anything we witnessed back then. Worse than anything Jimmy Carter gave us. Washington Post columnist Heather Long shared some specific numbers on the inflation report, which show where American consumers are being hit the hardest. Again, this is February. Used cars were up 40.5%. Gas was up 40% year over year. Rental cars, 29%. Utility and gas, 24%. Hotels were up 21%. Furniture, 20%, bacon, 18%, so on and so forth. The list goes on. But it's energy prices. Gas, up 40%. Energy prices. Overall, energy prices in January were up 27% over the previous year. The Labor Department reported the gasoline prices skyrocketed 40% year on year. Natural gas, 22.6%. Electricity, 10.7%. And this is when gas, at the time, was $3.47. $3.47. Up from $2.47 the year previous. So think about that. $2.47 was that's slightly above where Joe Biden's number was the day he took office. I was paying $2.25 a gallon when Joe Biden took office. And today we're like at $4.85 going, yay, it's $4.85. What a deal. What a deal. It's $2.60 higher than it was the day Joe Biden took office. How is that a deal for anyone? A lot of people expect that this new energy crisis will be temporary. But it's not. Easily accessible energy reserves are steadily being depleted. And that means energy reserves are going to be more, well, it's going to be harder to get because we're not doing it right. And your financial institutions have gotten leery of Joe Biden and the Democrats, so they don't fund these big energy projects the way they used to. But these alternative energy sources, they're not doing it. They are not getting it done. Absolutely, I mean, they're not. Because if they were, Germany wouldn't be reopening all of its coal-fired power plants right now. Now, would they? Germany wouldn't be putting all their coal-fired power plants together if everything was working fine with windmills and solar panels and, you know, little squirrels and gerbils running on the wheel. Gerbils. Joe Biden already has made several releases from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which, by the way, we just learned 5 million barrels ended up being exported, some to China. And again, this is an article from early February. The cost of food was going up aggressively then. Look at it now. Meat and dairy tend to be the most expensive items at the market. Right? Using meat sparingly as flavor, like adding a bit of bacon to a mushroom risotto, is more economical. Consuming less meat also helps you to lower your environmental footprint. See, that's the whole point. Don't eat meat. We don't want you to eat meat. It's expensive and it's bad for the environment. How about screw you? How about I'll do whatever I want? Or we could just shoot more deer. How about that? You want to be environmentally conscious? Go green, go organic, go. How about free-range organic red meat? White-tailed deer, elk, moose, free-range organic red meat. How about that? Who's with me? Well, you can't kill deer. That's not fair. Then the animal rights people come on. Yes, you can't do that. Can't you? Shut up. I'm sick of being plagued by these ninnies. This is why, by the way. CNN reported back in February, 6 in 10 Americans disapprove of Joe Biden's handling of the presidency, saying there's literally nothing he had done since taking office they approve of. And that was a January 10th through February 6th survey. 58% disapproved of Joe Biden's job performance, 41% approved. His numbers have gone down since then, of course. And interest rates are now shooting up. And they didn't go up by half a point like was predicted. They went up by 3/4 of a point. And so when you sit here and look, at the actual rate of inflation, it's a lot different. A lot different than what you're being told now, isn't it? And I've got some real doom and gloom for you. We'll talk about coming up over the next couple of days. Sit tight. I'll be right back. It is the Steve Gruber Show. You can find out more at stevegruber.com. You can get a copy of my new book, America in Her Own Words, Great American Quotes, collected by me and put out there for you. It's $10. Look, it's beautiful. What can you get for $10? Go to stevegruber.com, get a copy of your brand new book, America in Her Own Words, Volume 1. I'll be right back.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson.
DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Other than one game, it hasn't been a big explosion of runs, but there are some signs the last 10 games the Tigers' offense might be turning around. In those 10 games, the Tigers have averaged almost 13 base runners a game, four more than the previous 20 games. Javi Baez has hit .357 with four home runs and nine extra base hits. Eric Haas has hit .286 in June with an .885 OPS. This all started with the promotion of Riley Green. Green hasn't hit with power yet, but man, has he put together some good at-bats and impressed his teammates. He had three hits against two tough lefties in San Francisco. He's walked eight times in 10 games. That may not sound like much, but his plate discipline is having a ripple effect on the rest of the lineup that's noticeable and much needed.